I'm Amy Sayers. I work at Fort Lauderdale International. I'm the regional communications rep. So if you follow our social media, which you should be, I'm the one and my team are the ones behind that. So we share a lot of stuff just for the region for you guys to know about. So this is one of those things that we'll be obviously sharing with the region. So introduce yourself and tell me about yourself.
I'm Arthur Malarchik. I'm working at ZME. I just certified this year. I've been here about 4.5 years now. First facility, yep.
How'd you get into air traffic?
I kind of found out about it when I was about 14 years old. My dad took me to tour a tower in Brev in Connecticut. I thought, oh, this is pretty cool, and just started to go into it. Went to Embry-Riddle for air traffic management, graduated, waited a little while, and finally was hired in 2017.
That's really interesting that your dad knew about it and took you to tour a tower. What was his background?
He worked at a factory as a manager, and one of his coworkers' husbands and had worked at a tower at one point. And he works in D.C. somewhere now. I'm not exactly sure, but he was the one kind of told us about it and got me engaged in it.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's an interesting story. Normally, you have somebody who's either a pilot or has been an air traffic controller. Okay, so you went to Embry-Riddle. I went to Embry-Riddle, too. I loved it. I was in the military, so I did mostly online stuff and remote when I moved down here to Florida. Do you fly at all, or are you just a controller?
No, I am just a controller.
Yeah. Do you have any desire to fly?
Not as much. My father actually really wanted to be a pilot when he was younger. That's kind of how he got into it. But no, I like flying. I don't mind it, but I have any desire to pursue it.
Right. And do you love being at ZME, or do you have aspirations to go elsewhere, or?
Honestly, I love ZME. It might not have been my first choice when I was originally applying, but it's great. I love Memphis. It's a good city. We just bought a house a couple years ago, so putting down roots.
Oh, nice. That's really nice. When I was talking to David, he's mentioned the same thing, that it's a really nice spot. I've heard nothing but great things about it up there as well. So that's great to hear. So I listened to the recording of your Archie Award, and congratulations, by the way. That's really incredible. Yeah, I know lots of people say, oh, it's just our job, but it's really important to remember that our job is very safety oriented. It's very important. Every little save, you know, we can't all get recognized all the time. So congratulations. And I didn't know that you were a trainee when I was listening to the tape. So congratulations on that as well, because lots of times you would hear somebody either chime in or, you know, or take over. So why don't you tell me about that day?
Yeah, kind of like any other day, just training on 65, 66, which are typically very busy sectors. A lot of military activity in that sector. And we had one of the ocean flights on recovery. They, you know, come out there, they play around a little bit and then they request recovery. But he said he was in an emergency and needed to get down as soon as possible. So he had gave him the clearance to the thing to Meridian Key Field. He couldn't, said about halfway there that he couldn't make it. He asked about Laurel, so started directing there. Dave was feeding me information, all the frequencies he needed, all the runway configuration, all that, and I was letting the pilot know.
Yeah, did you sense the urgency when he started speaking, or did it not seem that urgent to you?
No, I definitely sensed the urgency, especially I could tell the trainer had taken over at that point, because it was much more a professional voice on the line versus just the typical, you know, ums and ers that you hear from the training pilots in the airspace. So I definitely thought it was an urgent matter.
Okay, great. And so when he called up, and I know that he started asking a lot of questions, how were you feeling at that moment? Did you feel confident?
Honestly, I just kind of felt that I needed to give him whatever he needed. I didn't really think about anything, kind of just went into go mode, I guess.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I noticed that you had mentioned at one point, everybody on the frequency stand by, I'll reach out to you, because people were stepping on each other at that moment. Does that happen a lot in those sectors?
Frequently it does. A lot of the time you could kind of manage the frequency by, you know, choosing who to respond to, whoever's most urgent. But it definitely happens, especially when we have all these sectors combined up at the end of the shift. Sometimes we'll get a bunch of aircraft stepping all over each other. It could be a little bit of a nuisance at times.
Yeah. So when he was asking for all of those things, you know, I think he was asking for the distance, the DME, the lat long, and David was giving you that information, did you feel as though that was like the ultimate teamwork? Because when I was listening to it, I love listening to that stuff where you can hear people in the background. You know, did you feel that, like, no matter what was going to happen, you had your team behind you?
Absolutely. Yeah, they definitely had my back, and it was perfect cooperation between all of us.
Yeah. So what was the debrief like when you guys went back and sat downstairs?
I think we discussed it. I think everything went well. He was pleased with how I did. And, you know, I thanked him for his help and everything. I don't think we expect to, win an Archie for it, but we're just happy that everything went as well as it did.
Right. Yeah. And then I had asked David the same thing. And I asked him how far along in your training you were. And I said, it's lots of times trainees don't get to see these types of emergencies, right? We wait for trainees to sit there for so long to see this. So it was very lucky that you were able to see it. And go figure, you won an Archie, which is awesome. And you were far enough in your training that you were able to handle it.
Yep.
Kind of work together.
it's pretty crazy. I feel like, at least the last half of my training, I've definitely seen a lot of unusual situations. So it only benefits me now.
Right. He also mentioned that you had not even maybe an hour later, you had another emergency.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a Delta flight. They were diverting from one airport to Jackson, Mississippi. I didn't work a lot on that. That one, I pretty much just switched them over to approach. But yeah, it's crazy that it happens twice in one session.
Right. So when I listened, did you get a chance to listen to the recording of the pilot calling?
I actually have not.
Oh, okay. It's interesting. Whoever he was speaking to said, if I didn't get the information as quickly as you had provided it, he was going to have to eject. So it was a very urgent situation, which I thought you guys did a wonderful job for knowing that it was a single engine aircraft that with engine troubles. It didn't seem that urgent when I was listening to the tape, only to find out that it was very urgent. When you find out things like that, how do you feel? Does it make you feel any different about how you handled the situation?
It just makes me happy I handled it as well as I did. It might have put a little more pressure on me, but I'd like to think that I would be able to handle that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. He was so thankful that you guys acted so quickly. And I asked Dave and he informed me about how you guys did it because I explained to him in our tower, we don't have the tools to find that information so quickly. So it kind of got me thinking, oh, I wonder what types of things you guys talk about now or think about now that you had to deal with that in the future, you know, because I wouldn't know how to get that information in the tower. But now that you've done it and you've seen how vital it is, I'm sure that's something that you'll remember forever. Yeah, because he said that not everyone knows how to access that information, that it's not common to access that stuff.
Right. There are commands to make it pop up, but to get all that information and have it available so quickly, it takes a little bit of practice and knowing exactly what to search for, where to look, especially if you're using eRIDS overhead.
Right. So when he was coming in to land and you had at one point asked, I think it was a Cherokee behind him to monitor the frequency that he was landing on, the Unicom frequency, what was going through your head at that moment asking him to monitor?
I just hope that he made it down safe. Pretty much that's all I was hoping for.
Right. You were just hoping for good news, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that it was a flight until I was speaking to David. Then I went back and I looked at the Falcon. Do you recall hearing the flight at all? The Dash 2? I don't think I remember hearing him. It was just the lead aircraft speaking?
I believe it was just the lead aircraft speaking. I don't recall if I'm pretty sure I knew it was a flight of two at the time, but right. I don't recall if I was actively
aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was there any weather in the area that you had to contend with?
I don't believe so. I think that day was fairly clear.
Man, it just seemed like you had all of the perfect storm, right? Come together to make it all just work out.
Yes. And I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. So now you're fully certified at ZME.
Correct.
Wonderful. So now you'll be receiving an Archie for in training. And now I guess you have, you know, high standards. I guess everyone will be looking up to you for those high standards.
I guess so. I got to keep outdoing myself, huh?
Right, exactly. An Archie every year, right?
One is enough.
Right, exactly. Have you told your family about it? How do they react?
They were very happy for me, very proud of me. My wife was ecstatic. Wonderful.
It's always different, right? We say, oh, it's just literally our job. You know, that's what we do. But everyone else, to them, they're thinking of all the horrible things that could have gone wrong that you prevented. So sort of a different perspective.
Right.
And are you attending? Is any of your family attending the Archie Leagues with you?
Yeah, my wife and I are both flying out. So that'll be exciting as well.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think I have anything.
Okay, great. Well, it's excellent. Well, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you for making the time to do this. And I will talk to you soon.